We've come a long way since those early days when it was Russ, John, and me. Since then, praise God, Walt and Pam Seal have moved in from Nova. Walt is the leader of the campus team there. And Trish Brewer moved down from South Bend, like Ryan said, and she's the women's leader in the triangle. We call it the triangle. Joe, can you take us? See that triangle? That's why we call it the triangle. And Trish is going to tell us a little bit more about what life is like there.
So I'm Trish Brewer. My parents, Dan and Ann Brewer, raised me in the South Bend branch. And many people in this branch may know my sister, Carolyn, who's married to Bill Reinhardt. I went to Trinity School at Greenlawn and then joined the South Bend Campus Division while attending St. Mary's College. After graduating, I worked for Vine and Branches, thanks for all the pictures you sent me, and then helped with administration for the first year of the South Bend Campus Division's Work College. In the fall of 2008, I moved to the Triangle in Indianapolis to help continue building the People of Praise campus outreach at IUPUI. Last summer, I headed the women on the action trips in Indy. It's so good to see you all. This year, I'm leading the campus women's household in the Triangle. In our household of 10, we have four women from your branch: Kathy Schwab, Annie Putzier, Amy Rice, and Rachel Osterhaus. Walt Seal is leading the men's household and heads up the two households combined, which we call the Triangle team, campus team. So the men's household of six, including Isaac Bolduc and David Gruber from Minnesota, live on one side of the duplex, and then Walt and Pam live on the other side of the duplex. Our women's household has been blessed this semester to be living for the first time in 1450 Rembrandt, the house formerly known as 1435 Montcalm. Our house was picked up and moved down the street around the block this past summer. We have many of you to thank for putting up drywall, building stairs, and painting trim in our house during action trips the past 3 years. I think our backyard would still be a trash heap if it wasn't for Don Ferber and all the dump trips he made. As a campus team, we are learning what God is calling each of us to learn, maturing in our life in the People of Praise, growing in brotherhood and sisterhood, and putting our studies in common. One story that I want to share with y'all is about Annie Putzier. She decided to walk home one afternoon after her classes. It was a sunny day, and it's about a 25-minute walk. So on her way back, she heard the Holy Spirit tell her to turn around and talk to the gal walking behind her. So she did just that, and that's how we met Lynn. She told her about what we were doing in the Triangle, and Lynn was thrilled to hear about Christian community life nearby. They exchanged contact information, and that coming Lord's Day, Lynn came. She joined us, and as she walked in and came up, we were singing praise and worship together. And she right away started singing, and her face was beaming. And as we looked at her, it was like she was home. And she shared that night, we went around thanking the Lord for things, and she shared that she was thankful to the Lord for getting to meet Annie and being able to join us in praising God. She has continued to come over for dinner and grow in friendship with our women's household. We're looking forward to seeing how the Lord will continue to grow and deepen the roots of the People of Praise life at IUPUI in the Triangle. Praise God.